This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli urges scientists to move ahead making positive transformation in invention and research. Government preparing to vaccinate 6 million people by mid-July. Health experts suggest citizens are not to come out of the home except for essential work citing air pollution. And dozens dead, several missing after ferry sinks in Bangladesh. Now the news in detail. Public health experts have urged people not to go outside their homes except for emergency purposes due to the rising pollution level across the country. Nepal Health Research Council Senior Research Officer Dr. Meghnath Dhimal advised for using N95 mask as forest fires in several parts of the country have made the atmosphere polluted. Health experts have said that the air pollution may cause lung cancer, heart diseases, brain hemorrhage and cardiac arrest. Besides, it also causes reddish eyes, eye irritation, throat problem and headache. Doctors say children, expectant mothers, people with underlying health conditions and senior citizens are recommended special care during this period. Strolling, morning walk and outdoor playing activities are not recommended at this situation. Meanwhile, the Parliament has drawn the attention of the government towards the wide range of contemporary issues and prodded for its positive intervention to address them. Issues such as wildfires in various places across the country, COVID-19 infection, inauguration of roads of strategic importance and embankments built in the border area in Dharchulla, among others, were raised in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Taking a special time at the House meeting, lawmaker Gokul Prasad Baskota defended the government as having been on track to carry out development activities and realize country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Nepal Academy of Sciences and Technology, KP Sharma Oli, has appealed to the scientists to carry out noticeable invention and research for the development and science technology sector in the country. Addressing the 44th Experts Assembly yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stressed the need for developing science and technology from a new height, keeping the possibility of the future in mind. Prime Minister Oli said the present situation of scientific development in Nepal was not satisfactory, saying Nepal was the first country in the South Asia to establish hydroelectricity power. The Prime Minister urged the scientists to move forward in the scientific endeavours. Also speaking on the occasion, Joint Chancellor of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology and Minister for Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Srestha, said the academy would focus on career on skill enhancement of the scientist. He further said the academy would also create conducive environment for scientific research. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. More news now. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamwali has said the recent state visit to Bangladesh of President Bidyadevi Bhandari has bolstered Nepal-Bangladesh relations. Informing yesterday's House of Representatives meeting about issues of public importance, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyamwali said President Bhandari signed 4 major agreements with the government of Bangladesh during her state visit. Likewise, Minister for Health and Population Ridhesh Tripathi raised concern that the second wave of COVID-19 may enter Nepal within 3 months if health protocols were not adopted effectively. To talk about pollution due to the air pollution due to the forest fire, we have Mr. Anil Pokhrel, who is the Chief Executive of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority with us.
Kusalji, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin.
Thank you.
So finally, we've got hold of you.
Thanks. Looking forward to.
Okay, so now we have talked with the health experts, we have talked with the meteorologist forecasters, but the main problem with the air pollution that has been plaguing Kathmandu Valley and elsewhere is directly associated with the forest fire, which is a kind of an environmental disaster. What is the National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority doing to mitigate the immediate concern of the forest fires and to do things so that it won't happen again in the near future?
Thank you, Kosal. The three primary things that the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority is working on to address this issue. Number one, it's working jointly with the Ministry of Forest and Environment to undertake real-time detection of forest fires. Secondly, we're working with media and a lot of other social media sites to communicate this to communities, the provincial governments and the local governments, to take actions for controlling fires and to primarily communicate that these fires are created because of negligence, and we should be vigilant about it. And thirdly, we are jointly also with other ministries and departments deploying equipments to areas and districts, particularly where there's limited equipments to douse forest fires. So these are primarily the three things that we've been doing to respond to the forest fires right now. But on a medium-term basis, we're working on two things. One, on preparing a white paper that outlines the overall risk of forest fires in Nepal and how we should be going forward in terms of addressing this collectively between various ministries and the federal governments. That's one. The second thing is we're also working on revising the national strategy for managing such forest fires. So these are primarily areas that the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority is working on this issue of forest fire risks.
So, Mr. Pokhrel, have we concluded that the air pollution that we are seeing in Kathmandu Valley is not only primarily, but mostly due to the forest fire?
We could conclude definitely, at least for the last 2 weeks. But if we would go back 2 weeks, what we see is the base load was primarily due to other factors, not due to forest fires. We were down in Simara and we've been following the air quality index. The base load was already pretty high, something as high as 200 plus. And so these were attributed mostly to the smokestacks, the poor quality road constructions, and a lot of chimneys spewing a lot of smoke around these areas. So there's already a high base load in those areas. And when the forest fires started trickling in, that's where the overall air quality index really shot up high. So we need to really address not only the forest fires issues, but also need to address our other pollution issues as well.
So, Mr. Pokhrel, we can term what is happening in Kathmandu Valley or what has been happening in Kathmandu Valley for the last 2 weeks as an environmental disaster. Can we term it as such?
Absolutely, this is an environmental disaster.
So Mr. Pokhrel, you've said that apart from forest fires, we had our own homegrown problems such as bad condition of roads, the haphazard road construction, the chimneys around Kathmandu Valley, the dust and smoke coming from the vehicles. So Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority, apart from controlling and mitigating the forest fires for short and medium and long term, what does it intend to do in the coming time so as we can control the homegrown, the inner factors such as air pollution through vehicles and the haphazard road condition and the brick chimneys, for example?
Thank you, Sujali. This is an interdisciplinary and interministerial problem. And so understanding this, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority's Executive Committee is comprised of all relevant ministries. So this is where If you look at elsewhere around the world, it's only through collective actions between multiple ministries and departments, including the provincial and the local governments, we can really bring a difference in this kind of disasters. So this is where the National Disaster Reduction and Management Authority, the council of which is headed by our Right Honourable Prime Minister and the ministers such as from the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Ministry of Physical Transport, Ministry of Urban, are all members to it. So this is where the National Disaster Reduction Management Authority provides a platform for all ministries to come together to chart out a joint action that outlines the roles and responsibilities of various ministries and departments, such as for roads, as how do we do a better quality road construction that does not emit such dust and improve the overall quality of road for riding so that the vehicles do not spew a lot of smoke. Similarly, the Ministry of Industries would then be able to regulate industries in terms of the quality and the quantity of smoke that is belching out from these industries. So similarly, with Ministry of Forest and Environment, to come up with more stringent actions, especially in terms of reducing forest fire risk, reaching down to the community forestry groups, training them in terms of, again, creating forest fire lines, but also communicating the need to really suppress such fires, and more importantly, to equip them with technology and also skills so that they are able to douse forest fires or control some forest fires if it is an event. Within ourselves, within the National Disaster Reduction and Management Authority, we operate the National Emergency Operations Center. We are also in the process of setting up provincial and completing the setting up of district emergency operations centers in all districts in the country, using that emergency command system to reach out to other...
Mr. Pokhrel, I would like to cut to you short here because we are running out of time. Many thanks for the time you gave to Radio Nepal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kausalji.
That was Anil Pokhrel, who is the Chief Executive of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. Back to the news now. The District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Kathmandu, has directed all the subordinate municipalities to carry out antigen tests on all people entering the Kathmandu Valley. The center has also directed the municipalities to send the antigen positive swabs to designated labs for PCR test. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, said the FM relay station of Radio Nepal, established at Dolkha headquarters, Charikot, has significantly helped in expanding the reach of Radio Nepal in the hilly districts of the region. Now, an international news. A Bangladesh ferry carrying around 50 passengers collided with a cargo vessel and sank on Sunday in the Sitalakya River south of the capital Dhaka, leaving at least 26 people dead and a few missing. Officials said 21 bodies had been recovered yesterday. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But first, the weather. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country. That's all the news we have for this bulletin. The headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges scientists to move ahead, making positive transformation in invention and research. Government preparing to vaccinate 6 million people by mid-July. Health experts suggest citizens not to come out of the home except for essential works, citing air pollution. And dozens dead and several missing after ferry sinks in Bangladesh. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Now, our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.